Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you had a great Monday as we're all easing into this new year. Today was the last day of Christmas break here in town, so I took the day off of work to have one more dedicated day with my kids. Unfortunately, though, it did not go as I had planned. What we were going to do is head down to the Fruit of the Earth bakery first thing and get some croissants. But when we got there, a sign on the door said they were closed due to unforeseen circumstances and would reopen tomorrow. That wasn't that big of a deal. We just walked a bit further to the coffee shop at the bookstore and had some chocolate muffins instead. It also gave my kids the chance to look at books, and despite the fact that Christmas just happened, they talked me into getting them a big picture book all about bugs. We then took a stroll through the village green, where the Parks and Rec crew were already getting ready to take down the big Christmas tree. Today is the 12th and final day of Christmas, so all of the decorations are starting to come down. We headed back to the house just to hang out the rest of the morning, because the big plan for the day was to go on an adventure in the afternoon. We were going to pack up and take a short road trip to hike the trail to Trinity Falls. It's a really cool waterfall near town that's part of the Hope River. It's not super tall, maybe as tall as a two-story house. But what makes it cool and what gives it its name is that there are two large boulders in the river at the edge of the cliff. They're large enough to split the river into three distinct waterfalls, all coming down next to each other. And Trinity means a grouping of three things. Well, as we sat down to lunch at home, it started snowing. And then it kept snowing and kept snowing. And at that point, we knew the trip wasn't going to happen. I'm not a fan of driving in the snow, and the trail would probably be pretty slippery. At first, I was really bummed out. Remember this morning when I said I like to know exactly what's coming and stick to the plans once they're made? But you know what? It actually turned out to be a lovely afternoon. We lit a fire in the fireplace, and while I was getting ready to turn on a movie for what would feel like the 30th day in a row, the kids actually snuggled up on the couch together and flipped through the big bug book, pointing out their favorites. Let me and my wife pull out our own books, and we had family reading time. This morning, we talked about New Year's resolutions and setting our intentions for the year. But in my church tradition, the United Methodist Church, we start the year with a special prayer. Instead of just telling God what we want, we ask God to guide us toward what God wants for us. The prayer comes from a pastor from the 1700s named John Wesley. Because he lived so long ago, the words of the prayer sound a little strange to us today, but the heart and message behind it is really important. The prayer begins like this: I am no longer my own, but thine. Thine means yours, so the prayer is saying to God, I belong to you. Before I tell you what I think that means, why don't you all talk about what something similar looks like in your life? So, for example, you might have a favorite toy, a favorite stuffy, a pet, or adults might even think of something like their car. These things belong to you, and they're important to you. So because of that, how do you treat them? Does it make you feel love toward them? Does it make you want to take extra good care of them? If you need more time, feel free to pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. You know, it's good and important to set our intentions for the year, but sometimes God surprises us with good things we could never have thought of on our own, like turning ruined plans for a hike into a relaxing family afternoon by the fire. The challenge we all face, adults included, is looking for and recognizing those surprises when they come. We can be so focused on what we want to do that when plans change, instead of trying to figure out if God has something different in mind, we try really hard to stick to our plan and we just get frustrated or disappointed. This line of the prayer reminds us that we can trust in God's wisdom and love. And the cool thing is, we mean so much more to God than our toys mean to us because we are all God's children. So when God changes the plans, it's always worth going along with it. Okay, as we get ready to get some sleep, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the Christmas season that is now ending. We thank you for the new year and all of the new adventures you have for us. Help us to remember that when our plans change, it might be you surprising us with something even better. May we keep our eyes and hearts open so we can follow you wherever you lead us. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, get some sleep, and I'll talk to you in the morning.